Welcome to Voice Blind, a short series of Q&As with artists and researchers in Amsterdam. This project is initiated by ARIAS, giving platform to critical voices to unpack artistic processes for connecting research and methodologies. This is an invitation to listen on some of the most pressing issues in artistic research today. Like a cloud sailing in the sky, like layers of practices and knowledge that overlap and move away, Voice Blind invites you to enter the world of artistic research. In this episode, we are interviewing René Bauer, who works as a curator, critic, and researcher in the field of architecture, urbanism, heritage, and art. He's part of the Amsterdam-based nonfiction collective. He's also managing editor at Fell Architecture, and is involved in various urban social movements. Some of the current projects he's busy with include the formation of a network of grounded urban practices with a Caro-based cluster studio, and also Contemporary Commoning, a new research collaboration with, among others, the Rietveld Academy and WAG Society. Today, this podcast will focus on the presentation of the Contemporary Commoning, how the project was initiated, and the challenge implied in this long-term research.
Hello, my name is René Bauer. I'm a researcher, curator, and critic working in the fields of architecture and art. I'm also part of a collective that's called Field Architecture, and I'm part of the Contemporary Commoning research team. Contemporary Commoning is a two-year research project on this idea of commoning. And if you're not familiar with that term, I will explain it a bit more later. And we are in particular interested in the potential contribution of art and design towards these processes of commoning. And our entire research project is going to take place on Zeebrugge Eiland, which is a small island towards the east of Amsterdam. Its use has been a bit undefined. It used to be a sewage plant, but currently it's being redeveloped into a high-end urban district. And we're in particular going to use this island as our base for the research project. It is a collaboration between Gerrit Rietveld Academy, Sandberg Institute, University of Amsterdam Center for Urban Studies, WAG Institute for Technology and Society, the Casco Art Institute, and Nautilus, which is a collective housing project on Zeebrugge Eiland. And we're supposed to get this project started in March already, but because of Corona, we couldn't use our working space on Zeebrugge Eiland, and we had to work from home until now. But we really hope we can kickstart our actual collaboration on site very soon. How did this all get started? It has quite some interesting origins. It started with a real estate developer called BPD, who is in the process of developing two residential blocks on the island. And they were a bit unsure on what to do with the ground floor spaces of these residential blocks. As the island is still developing, they couldn't put any shops there for now. So they're thinking of doing something around the sharing economy or communal projects there. And they approached the Rietveld and the Sandberg to start a process of some creative thinking, like, hey, how can we collaborate potentially on like filling these spaces and think of like creative ways how to do that. And interesting, a bit unusual collaboration emerged out of these conversations, and it resulted in a master program that is called the Commoner Society, which is almost finished already, actually. It's a one-off master program, and also a research program, which became the Contemporary Commoning Project, which is also partly funded by BPD. And nowadays, for scientific funding, you often need private funding as well. So that's also how this collaboration made this project possible. But maybe first of all, it would be good to explain a bit more how we see commoning, or how we see this specific notion. And a lot has been written and said about it, and there's many definitions, obviously. But I think we see it as a process of maybe shared resources that are collectively managed by people and also collectively reproduced. For example, think of a space in a neighborhood that is being collectively managed by inhabitants of the neighborhood, and that inhabitants also can use for their own activities, for example. And in this research project, we want to understand how this commoning can also lead to new forms of public space and also digital public space in this specific era, and different forms of urban development. And we're in particular interested how art and design can kind of contribute to this process of commoning, or point them out, or stimulate this process of commoning. So hence our research question: how can experiments in art and design contribute to new forms of digital or regular commoning in the context of such an urban development area? And one thing we're in particular going for, like how we're going to answer this question, and I think we're going to do that by looking at, by trying to find recipes for commoning. And as with cooking, that means looking for the right ingredients and a set of instructions that in combination can result in specific forms of commoning, and it can also be repeated, right? So if you have a certain recipe, other people can also put it in place and with these ingredients come to a certain form of commoning. And the project is split up actually in a few work packages that are going to be executed by different partners to find different recipes from different kind of perspectives. And the first work package is being executed by RAAF, a well-known art and architecture studio based in Amsterdam. They're specifically going to find these recipes through artistic interventions. Then there is, for the second work package, which is executed by the University of Amsterdam's Center for Urban Studies, there is a researcher called Susanna Tumor, who's specifically going to look at historical perspectives and look for historical recipes on how art and design in the past has resulted in specific forms of commoning, maybe not with the name commoning, but something we can, in hindsight, interpret as forms of commoning. The third work package is going to be executed by Socrates Schouten from De Waag, who is specifically going to look at a digital perspective on these forms of artistic creation of commoning. And the fourth work package is going to be conducted by Casco Art Institute, who is actually going to focus on the dissemination of these recipes through an online platform that's going to host the recipes that emerge from this research project, but also from other research projects. So that's going to be one big cookbook of potential ways on how to common from an artistic perspective. This is more or less the plan that we have. We really hope that we can reconvene at the Zeebrugge Eiland to start working on these different work packages together, make sure that there is a lot of collaborations between these different work packages. That is also specifically going to be my task here. And yeah, we're very much looking forward to that.